Let me go straight across to Dr. Agarwal. Is there anything thus far, Dr. Agarwal, to suggest that Delta Plus may be the basis of a third wave?
This is no. At this point, there is no such evidence to suggest that Delta Plus, which is basically a short form for Delta plus a new mutation, of which we are talking about one particular variant or one set, AY.1 and AY.2, has anything to do right now with a possible third wave. I'll stop there for now.
Dr. Agarwal, you know, just the numbers from Maharashtra which have just come in, yesterday they had reported 21 cases of Delta Plus. Today that's gone up to 37, right? And these are just the reported numbers thus far. We've seen also a geographical spread of Delta Plus, albeit in very small numbers. Given some of the characteristics, why is there no reason to be extremely worried about where this could be headed?
So for every number, we must know the denominator. Mm-hmm. My institute has sequenced more than 3,500 samples from Maharashtra in the month of June, covering samples from April and May. So we can see that these are very much there, but these would constitute less than 1% of what has been sequenced in a given run. Even in the areas where the numbers are higher, they're still not very high. And very importantly, we've been sequencing samples from the previous month and the current month, so things look stable. Now, let me be very clear. Any Delta sublineage is a variant of concern. So when I say this, that we should not be very concerned, what I really mean to say is, for any Delta, what anyway exists in India today, we must be concerned. We must be concerned about the second wave, not ending before we worry about the third wave. But I certainly do not see any reason right now for people to panic regarding Delta Plus being significantly worse than Delta or creating a major third wave in Maharashtra on its own back. We see absolutely no evidence for that. It's roughly as bad as other Delta for the time being.
Dr. Guleria, clinically, what are you seeing as far as Delta Plus is concerned? I'm told it affects the lungs more. I'm told that monoclonal antibody treatment is less. It doesn't really work with Delta Plus. Is there anything else, Dr. Guleria, that you're seeing which is of concern?
So first of all, we really need to understand that the number of cases currently are very few for us to really say what is the significance in terms of it causing more severe disease, or in terms of the fact that it could be causing a higher mortality, or the monoclonal antibodies may not work. Now, the important thing to remember here is that the number of cases currently are less, but at the same time, we need to be vigilant, and that's why it's a variant of concern, because the issue is that we should be lagging behind in terms of action that we need to take in case this variant becomes more infectious and starts spreading. The data is not there to suggest that, but one has to be careful, because if you go back to what happened in the second wave, there was suggestion that there was a new variant emerging. But by the time we really got hold of it, it had really gone out of control and we had a huge surge in the number of cases. Therefore, it's better to be vigilant and be cautious in terms of taking steps so that we don't get caught off guard by this virus as it mutates. But the current data doesn't really support a lot of concern that we have in terms of it causing more severe disease. Yes, that is a possibility. There are three possibilities that need to be explored. One is whether it's causing more severe disease, whether it's more infectious, or whether it has an immune escape mechanism, and therefore the monoclonal antibodies, the vaccine's efficacy, and the chance of reinfection may become higher. Currently, the evidence doesn't suggest that, but our sample is very small. We need to closely observe how the virus, the new variant, behaves in the next few days, and that will give us some idea as far as this is concerned.
Okay.
So cautious, we have to be cautious, but not really go into a panic mode.
Yeah, no, nobody is suggesting panic. But again, exactly as you said, Dr. Guleria, you know, when Delta was happening earlier on, a lot of people said, it's not very big, and, you know, we'll see, and we don't see it expanding, and then it went completely out of control. But be that as it may, and let's just hope and pray that this doesn't become something like that. My next question to Dr. Agarwal is this: by when will we be in a position to say the antibodies work, they work with this efficacy, or they work with reduced efficacy, And in terms of the symptoms of Delta Plus, when will we be in a clearer position to say that a person coming in with these symptoms likely has it and therefore needs to be treated in a certain way?
So let me take it from where Dr. Guleria very nicely left it. One possibility is, of course, of higher transmissibility.
Right.
The easiest way to look at that is in relation to a previous variant, which is Delta in this case. So what we see in 1 month is that Delta, and we will call it AV.1, just to be accurate, they have basically both gone up. Kappa and Alpha have more or less disappeared. So they are similar to each other as it looks at 1 month.
Right.
We are sequencing very frequently for the districts that are involved, and we are using very expedited 24-hour sequencing as required. So within this, every week, we have more data. As of now, like I said, it is a variant of concern. It is at least as bad as Delta. We don't think it is any less spreading than Delta, but doesn't seem to be faster as of yet. The second question Dr. Guleria very correctly raised, is it more severe? So far, out of all the cases that were there, we have not been able to see. Well, we know every one of those cases by now. They have not been more severe. One person who had severe disease already had significant age and comorbidities. And the last question of immune escape. There have been a few vaccine breakthroughs, but then Delta was also creating a number of vaccine breakthroughs. To, as the number goes up, we will know more. And regarding your question regarding monoclonal antibody treatment, as you know, very few patients in India undergo monoclonal antibody treatment. So when we will be able to answer that question?
No, but does it work or not? I mean, irrespective of the number of people who actually, people who can afford it might be able to get it. That's a separate issue.
So you would never know whether a treatment works on this variant until it is tried on a person with this variant.
Why government press releases, has this appeared that monoclonal antibody treatment may not be effective?
So K417N, the mutation in this particular one, has been shown in cultured condition with the virus not to be able to block the virus.
Okay.
So this provides a guidance to what to look for, because as Dr. Guleria said, we have to look for type 1, type 2, type 3. If you don't know what you're going to look for, you will not look for it. So these are guidances.
Okay. Dr. Guleria, one more key aspect of all of this. In our vaccination process, we need to start getting very serious about vaccinating children as well. And now we are told that trials are, for even young children, very young children, should be starting soon. Where are we? I believe even two-year-olds and those above that age, the process of vaccination, or whether it's safe or not, has started out. Where do we lie with that, sir? Dr. Guleria.
So the process of the trials has already started. The Bharat Biotech, which is looking at vaccinating children from the age of 2 years to 18 years, has already started, and a number of children have been vaccinated. There's been a very good response in terms of children wanting to come and get themselves vaccinated, parents bringing them. And therefore, I think we will be able to complete the recruitment very early. And then you just need to follow up the children just to see that they have good antibodies and to see what is the, if the vaccines are safe and they have no side effects. So over the next 2-3 months, I think we will have good, robust data, which will be able to tell us that these vaccines work against children even as young as 2 years old, and they should then get the regulatory approval. Pfizer already has a regulatory approval, but for a little older age group. The other important thing to remember, which I'd like to highlight here, is that although we're talking of vaccination in children, two things are important. The current data still suggest that the mortality is higher in the elderly and those with comorbidities as compared to children, and therefore we must focus on vaccinating them first as fast as possible. Secondly, if we looked at data, which was even through the vaccine trial data, vaccine recruitment data, and some data which was published by us as part of a trial, when we looked at the antibodies in children, we found that significant number of children already had antibodies in them,
right,
although they had no evidence of infection. As a matter of fact, even for the trial, almost 50 to 60% of children who would come for the vaccine trial cannot be recruited into the trial because they already have antibodies and they've had past infection. What it suggests is that children already possibly have had infection in the past, they've recovered, and we have a good amount of immunity which may be present in children. So this worry that the next wave may really affect them in a bad way probably is not correct.
All right. I'd like to thank you, gentlemen, very much for joining us. And Dr. Agarwal, it's great to know that at the moment, lots of riders and, one is being careful, and as are you both gentlemen, that this Delta Plus variant is not going to be what causes a third wave, and that there is no evidence right now to suggest that it is more dangerous than the Delta variant itself. The numbers are very limited, but more studies need to be done.